So, Ray, how does this Patriots defensive line look now that, no Vince Wilfork, no Tommy Kelly? It's certainly a different look that you've probably seen in a while for this team.
A lot of skill, man. You guys still play hard, play fast, and, they got that next man up mentality. So, I don't look at stats anymore. I don't look at things like that. But them guys are playing with a high motor, and, it's definitely going to be a challenge for us.
If you still have to be pretty happy to not see Vince Wilfork, however, on the field on Sunday.
I mean, it's more you respect the guy so much, like Vince Wilfork, that you kind of want him out there because it's always been great games when he's in there. So I wish him health. Definitely, wish him a speedy recovery because that's a tough thing to come back from, but. He'd definitely be missed out there because of the respect, number one, I have for him. And we have pretty good battles against him, over the years.
Ray, do you think you guys are playing your best football now?
Well, I think... Well, I think we're playing pretty good football right now. The one thing that we're doing is finding ways to win. And we're just coming together as a team. And, it's one of them situations where, we're just, trying to play good football late in the year. Early on we had our bumps and bruises as well as everyone, a lot of teams in the league had. But right now, we're trying to find our stride, and get this last push.
Is there a thing or two that you can point to for the turnaround here the last month or so?
We've just been playing together. We've been playing complementary football. Defense has been helping us. Special teams have been playing well. And, we like to score a little bit more, more touchdowns, but we'll take wins any way we can get them.
Ray, is it a question of maturity for a player like yourself when you've been so productive for so long to not look at, my numbers aren't what I'm accustomed to, and I'm not getting in the end zone the way I was?
I've dealt with injury this year. This is a different year for me. Everybody plays through different things, and, my numbers aren't what they are, but you know what? I'm doing what I can do right now to help my team. The injury I had this year wasn't something that you just bounce back from and say, I had a hip. And, that's something that it was hard. It was definitely very hard to play through week in and week out. So when I look at things like that, statistically I don't worry about things. I proved myself over the years, Pro Bowls, and, one Super Bowl, that stuff really, comes a dime a dozen. So right now I'm focused on this year, you can't just say, as far as being healthy, I'm healthy enough to go out there on Sunday. So, that's what I'm looking forward to.
That's what I was driving at, not being hung up on what the numbers are and not...
Oh, yeah, man, the numbers don't mean nothing. I'm worried about wins right now. I mean, everything else takes care of itself. At the end of the day, we all got things to be thankful for, So I'm thankful just to be out there, and be able to play through this year and not have to tank it in.
I spent a little time with Devin McCourty yesterday, and he talked to me about just what a great relationship he's got with you. And can you talk about Devin, and then just in general the fact that this is basically an alumni meeting every day? They walk in the locker room for Rutgers up here.
Yeah, man. They got a lot of guys up there, and it just shows that Belichick got a thing for them. And but they come there, they work hard. They're not problematic. They all come there just blue collar. And they get the job done. It's crazy when you look at the secondary and just see how many, the Rutgers guys are in there. And I'm like, it's just a testament of hard work, So, my hat's off to them for going in, number one, and not just, getting up there and happy to be a Patriot, but actually going out there making plays. That's a pretty, spectacular thing to do.
Hey, when's your contract up? they can add you right up here. More offensive guys.
Oh, I got a couple years left, man. I'm under contract for some time.
You could never be a Patriot, though, right? Once you're a Raven, it's got to be tough. It's like going to be a Steeler.
The business side of it is that's the one thing that is not fair to say because we don't get to choose where we go. We kind of just gotta do what we do. Obviously, I've made my foundation here. I've laid my foundation here in Baltimore. A great city has been great to me, but, who knows what the future, can hold. If I can retire a Raven, that'd be great. But it all depends on his running back the position as well, too. you know, the wear and tear of a running back, you know, obviously it's true. So you don't want to be going out there and tarnishing something that you already doing well. You know, I'm doing well, and, you know, that's where it's at.
That's a great point. When you think of guys like Emmitt Smith, or even when I was a kid, O.J. Simpson, you go someplace and then it doesn't really end as well in those last couple of years. Would you be a guy who would look at the end of your career and say, you know what, if I can't do it the way Ray Rice used to do it, I'm not going to keep doing it?
Yeah. You know, it's always something to think about, you know, at the running back position, you know. I just put it out there, you know, my goal was, you know, to make it 10 years in the NFL, you know. But anything after 10, if I can't do it the way I want to, then it's something to think about. But I'm young. I came in the NFL at 21 years old, you know, young guy. You know, so I'm still young. I'm only going to be 27 in January.
Whoa.
So, you know, there's a lot of football left to be played. But with that being said, you know, I have priorities too. You know, I have a young daughter, and you know, you just got to put all that into perspective when you're going out there week in and week out, especially when you get older in your career.
Ray, what's your relationship like with Devin McCourty?
Man, them guys, him and his brother, man, they just number one, they're good people, but you know, them guys are very hard workers. My relationship with them, I'm like, we go to each other's camps in the off season, and you know, it's just fun to be around them because you know what you're going to get out of them. You know, you're going to get some fun, you're going to get some laughter, but at the same time, they're very hard-working people.
Yeah, you guys close at Rutgers?
Yeah, those are my guys, man. We had to stick together. You know, we being that, you know, they were from Jersey, and but they were from like New York, that hybrid New York Jersey area. So and we had to stick together, you know, because when you recruit guys from Florida and everything, you know, the Florida boys used to think they were, you know, a little bit better than us up north guys. So we had to show them that we could play some football up north as well.
Ray, your team has had its share of success against the Patriots here. What makes it such a good matchup for you guys?
I think it's just we know them and they know us. It's kind of one of them old deals where, you know, it's no tricks to the game. You know, it usually comes down to who wants it more and who executes better. And that's usually how it goes.